Members of Parliament sitting on the Parliamentary Public Accounts Committee have accused the management of Jinja Regional Referral Hospital for failure to pay pension of their staff who had retired. Appearing before the Parliamentary Public Accounts Committee to respond to queries raised by the Auditor General's report for the financial year 2024-2025, the committee deputy chairperson, Goreth Namoga, asked the hospital executive director, Dr. Alfred Yai, and human resource officer, Abdul Higenyi, to explain why the hospital failed to pay pension for some of their staff who had retired from service. In response to the queries, the principal human resource officer, Jinja Regional Referral Hospital, Abdul Higenyi, told the committee members that they delayed to pay their staff due to some challenges in the change of the payment system.
Like I mentioned, Madam Chair, yeah, it is true there are some pensioners who were not paid pension the financial year, and this was mainly because of change of systems, and in the process, some pensioners were not paid. So at the time the audit was done, we had not submitted them to Ministry of Finance, and yet the head of accounts, to capture them as arrears in his statement, they must have been received by Ministry of Finance.
His response angered a section of lawmakers, including Susan Amero, woman MP for Amuria District, and Fred Angura of Tororo South, who advised the government institutions to start preparing early for their staff who are about to retire so that the time of retirement reaches when their funds are available.
Yeah, I find a lot of challenges with the human resource officers. These people have been working with you. You say you had not submitted. What were you waiting to submit? Didn't you know when they are retiring? Because you have all the records of these people. By the time they enter to work, until the time they're supposed to be leaving. Now, you sit down and you know someone is retiring and then you're not submitting. You still want to wait to be told. What is new that you're going to get from these people? When you were using them, why didn't you consider that if they are not worthy to be paid, you should have not recruited them?
I want to interest the accounting officers and also the human resource officers. Why don't you help us to start preparing those who are due to retire early enough, such that by the time it clocks someone's moving away, the funds and all the necessary documentation is ready?